As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri. It's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, March the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. We'll talk a little bit about the market report, but the balance of the day's broadcast, all 2 hours of that, we're going to go into the topic of agency. Just what is it? What does it mean? What does it mean to you and for me? Let's go to that market report again for Monday, Moon Day, March the 8th. Mars, got a war there. March the 8th, 2010, active trading out of New York City. 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading off 30 cents at $1,134.10 an ounce. Silver moves up 7 cents at $17.44 a troy ounce. And platinum moves up strongly this morning at $28, moves up to $1,605 for an ounce of platinum. Can you imagine? Palladium off a buck at $475 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, about a $7 or so spread there. $1,131.90 for a low, $1,138.75 for a high. At $1,134.10, your gold is up year to year $196 for a 20.89% return on your investment in Aurum, that precious metal gold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London set the price at $1,134, and we're trading right on top of that now. The SPDR Gold Shares, the big spider on the web, the State Street Advisors and all of that, yeah. They claim to be holding 1,116.12 tons of gold, moving up a little bit from last week. They must have been doing some buying. But at the current market price in gold, the spot market price in gold, they're holding about $40.72 billion in gold. Watch out for that spider on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning, on Friday, was up 122 at 10,566. We'll put it up here. All right, Beth.
Oh, corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday or Moonday, March the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Really, the good news today is there's not going to be any news. We're going to do the market report, and then we're going to dive right into our study for today. Agency, what is it? What's it all about? How does it relate to things that we deal with on a regular basis? You'll find that it's very important. I certainly found it quite important. Anyway, let's go into the market report one more time, close it out for today. We find gold again in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading off 30 cents at $1,134.10, just about spot on top of what the boys in London set the price at $1,134. We find again that the silver has moved up 7 cents at $17.44, platinum up 28 bucks at $1,605, and palladium slides off a dollar at $475. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up on Friday, up 122 to 10,566. The NASDAQ up 34 at 2326, and the S&P 500, standard and oh so very poor 500 index, moves up 16, trading at 1,139. The crude oil this morning up 27 cents for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma as they are. It trades at $81.77 for a barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning drops another 13 basis points, trades at 80.29 on the intercontinental exchange. Exchange Inc.'s website. You might visit that website and find out about the trade-weighted basket of currencies known as the USDX. That's little Timmy's basket of currencies. Here's ours for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement and the World Federalist Council. The Forex market, as it applies to us, the Canadian loonie, this morning moves up 17 basis points, still trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso flat on early trade so far at 8 cents U.S. You can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. How's that for peas? The euro this morning moves up 30 basis points, trades at $1.37. The British pound, $1.52, and Swiss francs, 93 cents U.S. Continuing their downward slide, but this morning up 0.35%. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond up a little bit from where it was trading last week, now trades at 0.91%. The yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness, the 10-year is running 3.72, the 30-year is at 4.68. So if you buy bonds, there you go. They're about $100 a pop. The mortgages this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.47% a month ago to 4.36% for a 15-year fixed mortgage. I would avoid the ARM mortgages, the adjustable rate mortgages. This is far too volatile an economy to be playing around with that fire. The 30-year moves down from 5.04 a month ago to start the week out at 5.01%. Of course, your mortgages are going to have origination fees and lunches that you'll have to take your brokers to and so on and so forth, sweetheart deals and a dozen roses for the secretary just to get that loan, no doubt. But over the weekend and last week, as you know, I've been studying business law, and I came into the section of Introduction to Agency and Employment in our study of DeLaVue and Howard's ninth edition of The Principles of Business Law, which stirred up my memory in regards to things that I've been reading about representation and agency for years. So I thought today what we'd do is we'll just start in and continue our history of law, but from the standpoint of agency. Agency, what is it? Here we go. Let's go right out to the dictionaries first and pick it up from Black's Law Dictionary. Here we go. Agency. A fiduciary relationship created by express or implied contract or by law in which one party, the agent, may act on behalf of another party, the principal, and bind that other party by words or actions. Now, when we're talking about this, you could think about it from the standpoint of business, but I would encourage you to think about it from the standpoint of politics. Politics. It's a fiduciary relationship, this agency. A fiduciary relationship created by express or written or implied, that which one holds in your mind, but not really written, contract or by law. Of course, we have the election laws, we have the constitutions, etc., in which one party, the agent, or you could say the politician, or the official, or the representative, may act on behalf of another party, the principal, or in a republic, we the people, and bind that other party by words or actions. Would you feel bound this morning by the things that are coming out of Washington, the District of Criminals, and your state house and your county courthouse? You feel bound by that? We're going to find out how that binds us down. And then maybe we'll start to come up with some better ideas as what we need to do to bind these critters down with our own chains. Actual agency, agency by estoppel, agency coupled with an interest, exclusive agency, express agency, general agency, implied agency, special agency, undisclosed agency, all these come under the heading of agency. In the second sense, an agent's place of business is considered as an agency. A governmental body with the authority to implement and administer particular legislation, also considered as agency. And under this head, we've got the federal agency, an independent agency, and quasi-governmental agencies. And today we're overrun with these quasi-governmental agencies, and of course the Federal Emergency Management Agency is just but one. of a horde of departments and other instrumentalities of the executive branch of the federal government, including a government corporation and the government printing office. Find out about all that at 5 USC 551. So this is the idea. This is where we're going to begin in our study. Always like to go to the dictionaries first, and then from the dictionaries off to the encyclopedias, and from the encyclopedias off to the textbooks, and from there on out to the authors. And we're going to start that journey this morning. But what is this idea of agents and agency again? This from the Encyclopedia, the 1951 edition of the Encyclopedia Americana, very brief statement. It reads this way: agency, in its widest sense, includes every relation in which one person acts for or represents another by his authority. In other words, you don't have to give your authority to your agent, and don't you do that when you cast a ballot. In the more restricted sense in which the term is used in the law of principal and agent, agency may be defined as the relation which results where one person, called the principal, and this is important now, so listen carefully, it's going to hear it over and over again, where one person, called the principal, authorizes another, called the agent, to act for him with more or less discretionary power in business dealings with third persons. And so you've got three entities happening here. You have the principal, just fix it in your mind as P. You have the agent, fix that in your mind as A. And then you have third parties, consider them T.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's G-A-D-S-D-E-N-Tees.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, we'll just dive right back into our discussion of agency and agents, et cetera, very, very fascinating. I think if you'll take notes and follow along as we go, we're going to build a body of thought that maybe some of you had never considered before. Maybe you understand a little bit about all of this, and we might even have some brilliant legal minds out there today that'll just go, ah, yes. You know how they do that. Ah, yes. You know, sit back, puff their cigar, and charge you $200 an hour. Those guys, right. Okay, agency. Again, we're looking at these three elements. The principal, the agent, and third parties. And the relationship between the three of them. If this world was so simple and so small that we the people or any individual was able to conduct anything and everything all a mano in person, well, there would be no need for agents. But in an ever increasingly complex and interdependent world, as the globalists like to say, the element of agency becomes of greater and greater significance as we move along. Once again, agency in its widest sense includes every relation in which one person acts for or represents another by his authority, by the other man's authority. In the more restricted sense in which the term is used in the law of principal and agent, agency may be defined as the relation which results where one person called the principal, or P, authorizes another called the agent, or A, to act for him with more or less discretionary power in business dealings with third persons, or T, P-A-T, principals, agents, and third persons. It is a representative relation to its fundamental maxim being, and I don't have this practice out in Latin, but basically it's qui facit per alium facit per se. It'd be the legal precept there, the maximum law. A representative relation. And as you know, on this broadcast, I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system in the quest of restoring our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, where if we rightly comprehend the term republic and we understand that in a republic the power resides with the people, we are that P, we are that principle, and that we have established in the Constitution not only for the federal union, the compact, the covenant between the states, but also in each of the state constitutions, a system of representative or representing or sending, representing, a system of representative government. These are all of our agents. And so it's fundamental to understanding how our system was intended to operate. And then as we study more about it, we'll see some of the perversions that have crept in. And maybe then we'll be able to advance solutions as how to rectify this problem. The agent represents, acts for, and derives his authority from another, his principal. Again, that agent represents, acts for, and derives his authority from another, his principal. And so when we get together in our precinct groups and we counsel one another, one with another, and we decide to bring forward our candidates, quote unquote, to sit on removed or remote bodies representing the views of the precinct, those of us who live around what you might consider a town council or a ton or a town or a township, a ward, a parish, a precinct. When we go through that process, we're selecting an agent to represent our views. And we would ostensibly, in the best case scenario, send that agent forth with our instructions. We limit their authority. The agent represents, acts for, and derives his authority from another, his principal. He is an attorney standing in the place of his employer, an attorney. It's like having a power of attorney with all of the little stamps and notarial seals and flags and ribbons and all of that. An attorney standing. He has standing. An attorney standing in the place of his employer. We the people. It is also a fiduciary relation, which is one of trust and confidence. Confidence. Consumer confidence schemes. And then again, of course, wherever there might be an agency, of course, there would be an agent. And the agent is simply in law one person who acts for another called the principal. Again, the agent is one person who acts for another called the principal. We are the principals here in this formula of P, principal, A, agent, and T, third parties. We're going to find out who all the third parties are as we go through this. If a person acts as agent without authority, the subsequent ratification of the act will make it binding on the principal, just as if he had originally directed it. Why do we call the man in Washington Barry the usurper? Well, because he acts as an agent without authority. He's no standing. Until, unless, and until he ever does come roundabout and fess up as to his ethnic origins, his place of birth, he's unqualified to serve as president of the United States, even if it is a corporation apart from the Constitution. He's unqualified. And so all of these acts would be without authority. He would be an agent without authority. However, so too is the entire Congress convened under him and the Democratic Party that sent him. They're all without authority because they're complicit in a charade, a shell game, bringing forth a politician, an official, a representative, that lacks the standing to be in his place. And so, nothing that this Congress can do, or has done, or will do, has any bind upon us, or, if you could, validity in law. It doesn't bind the principal unless and until we ratify it. Again, if a person acts as agent without authority, the subsequent ratification of the act will make it binding on the principal just as if he had originally directed it. And even Jorge Bush, with the Patriot Act, even though he himself was made president by the Supreme Court decision, not the Electoral College, and hence served in his first term unconstitutionally. But even Jorge Bush, born somewhere perhaps in Texas or elsewhere, but at least he qualified to run for office, to hold that office. But all of the things that were passed under the Bush administration, Bush 1, could be called into question, except that for we the people ratified it by accepting and complying with his dicta. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again, looking at this concept of agency, the principal, the agent, and third parties, the agent himself. Let's finish this up out of this particular encyclopedia. Agent, again in law, is one person who acts for another called the principal. And if a person acts as an agent without authority, the subsequent ratification of that act will make it binding on the principal just as if he had originally directed it. Underline that. A system that relies upon affirmative action and voluntary compliance. Compliance, even if voluntary, is still compliance. It ratifies that which is coming on us and at us. When an agent acts within his scope, the scope of his employment, he may bind his principal. And the principal is liable for any fraudulent acts or wrongdoings of the agent so acting. How did it become your portion of the debt? When you see the debt clocks raging, and we divide the populace, the debt by the populace, and come up with your individual share, how does that become part of your debt? You did nothing. You did nothing. And your silence is implied assent. You bought into it by taking no action. Big problem. Something we should keep in mind. Excuse me. Here's something else for our minds, a little bit more nourishment for our brains. We'll step beyond the pablum of others and get into the strong meat for a new generation and a new time. This goes back to the history of the origins of representative government in Europe, Francois Guizot, lecture number one. These lectures were given in the 1800s. Let's see if I can find that quickly. It's hidden in here someplace. Let's see if I can find it quickly enough. If not, we don't worry about it. We won't worry about it. I usually have that on the tip of my tongue. Don't this morning, somewhere in the 1800s, this was written. These are lectures. Gentlemen, he begins, and I'll just continue briefly. Such is the immensity of human affairs that so far from exhibiting superannuation and decay with the progress of time, they seem to gain new youth and to gird themselves afresh at frequent intervals in order to appear under aspects hitherto unknown. Not only does each age receive a vocation to devote itself especially to a particular region of inquiry, but the same studies are to each age as a mine but little explored, or as an unknown territory where objects for discovery present themselves at every step. And this is where we find ourselves today. Such as time passes, as we say, as the leaves of the calendar turn like leaves blowing across the backyard in the fall. Such as time passes, tempus fugit, we seem to always be caught up in this idea or this need of figuring out what happened in the past, what's happening now, where we need to go in the future. Can't seem to get away from it. You can turn your back on it, and then you just walk around in a dither. And there are those in power that would just assume that you just spent your entire life dithering. No doubt about it. We may speak of the past as changing with the present. Unperceived facts reveal themselves in ancient facts. Other ideas, other feelings are called upon by the same names and the same narratives. And man thus learns that in the infinite infinitude of space opened to his knowledge, everything remains constantly fresh and inexhaustible in regard to his ever-active and ever-limited intelligence. No one generation has it all worked out. Each subsequent generation deals with the task at hand. We're constantly growing and changing, adapting the old to fit the new as we move into this new century. Such is, gentlemen, up to a certain point, the position in which we ourselves are placed with regard to that subject which has come before us in the present course of lectures. And, of course, this is the history of the origins of representative government in Europe written so long ago, contemporary, really, with Karl Marx and others. Marx spoke of Guizot with disdain in his Revolution and Counter-Revolution. I think there are even remarks in the Communist Manifesto in regards to Guizot. Bit of a stumbling block. It is from the midst of the new political order, and you thought the New World Order was a new term, right? It is from the midst of the new political order which has commenced in Europe in our own days that we are about to consider, I do not say naturally but necessarily, the history of the political institutions of Europe from the foundation of modern states. So, from the rise of statism, the state has been arrogating unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, and was well known to Francois Guizot in his time. To descend from this point of view is not in our power. Against our will and without our knowledge, the ideas which have occupied the present will follow us wherever we go in the study of the past. Vainly should we attempt to escape from the lights which they cast thereupon. Those lights will only diffuse themselves around on all sides with more confusion and less utility. So this is just a beginning of a lengthy article, lengthy lecture, and there's many of them in this book. It's a series of lectures. But he continues in much later on in this lecture. He says this: the history of the political institutions of Europe divides itself into four general epochs, during which society has been governed according to modes and forms essentially distinct. The first is the tribes of Germany. In establishing themselves on the Roman soil, carried thither with them their liberty, but none of those institutions by which its exercise is regulated and its permanence guaranteed. Individuals were free. A free society, however, was not constituted. And it continues. Let's drop down a little further. Again, four different types, four essentially distinct forms. First was the tribes with their liberty and individuals. Second, the kings. The kings at first were only the chiefs of warrior bands, and then the first of the great territorial proprietors attempted to confirm and extend their power. But simultaneously with them, an aristocracy was formed by the local success of scattered forces and the concentration of properties, which did not allow royalty to establish itself with any vigor or to exert any widespread influence. The ancient liberty of the forest, the earliest attempts at monarchical systems, the nascent elements of the feudal regime, such were the powers which were then struggling for preeminence in society. Let's drop down and look at number three, the feudal system. Then the feudal system had become predominant. The primitive independence and wild equality of individuals had either become merged into a condition of servitude, or submitted to the hierarchical or subordination of feudalism. All central power, whether of kings or of ancient national assemblies, had well nigh disappeared. Liberty existed coordinately with power. The sovereignty was scattered, and this is the first epoch. And then he continues through the subsequent epochs of feudalism. And finally, if I have it marked properly, we should get down to the fourth. The fourth epoch has lasted from that time to our own days. It is chiefly marked in England by the progress of the representative system. So again, now I'm just going to take a sidebar and simply say that in Guizot's mind, this feudalism struggles onward. Because this fourth epoch of feudalism has lasted from that time to our own days, he writes, it is chiefly marked in England by the progress of the representative system, on the continent by the development of the purely monarchical system, with which are associated local privileges, judicial institutions which exercise a powerful influence on political order, and some remnants of those assemblies which in epochs anterior to the present appeared under a more general form, but which now confine themselves to certain provinces and are almost exclusively occupied with administrative functions, the Administrative Procedures Act. Under this system, though political liberty is no longer met with, barbarism and feudalism finally disappear before absolute power. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
Good morning once again.
Guitar Licks there. Call in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on this topic today. Back to Francois Guizot, the representative institutions in England, France, and Spain, Lecture 1. Under this system, though political liberty is no longer met with, barbarism and feudalism finally disappear before absolute power. Crumble. Under absolutism, the reconciliation of different classes, the interior order, the reconciliation of different classes, civil justice, public resources, and information make rapid progress. Nations become enlightened and prosperous, and their prosperity, material as well as moral, excites in them juster apprehensions of and more earnest longing for that representative system which they sought in times when they possessed neither the knowledge nor the power requisite for its exercise and preservation. You see, we were given by our founders a system of government that had been long desired but not attained. Having been blessed with a phenomenal system, we became idle in our watchfulness, I guess you'd say, or diligence, and we have allowed it to slide away. Going to have to do a little bit of recovery here. But again, make rapid progress, nations become enlightened and prosperous, and their prosperity, material as well as moral, excites in them juster apprehensions of and more earnest longings for that representative system which they had sought in times when they possessed neither the knowledge nor the power requisite for its exercise and preservation. Well, let's drop over here a little bit further into this one. Lecture number 23 begins on this wise. Again, Francois Guizot. At the commencement of the 5th century, the subjects of the empire were divided into three classes, forming three very distinct social conditions. Number one, the privileged class. Number two, the curials, C-U-R-I-L-S. And number three, the common people. I speak only of free men, he writes. So we're setting aside those that would be in bondage. The privileged class included the members of the Senate and all those who were entitled to bear the name of Clarissimus or Clarissimi. The officers of the palace, the clergy, the cohortal militia, a sort of gendarmerie employed in the maintenance of the internal order of the state and the execution of the laws. The soldiers in general, whether included in the legions or in the troops attached to the palace or in the corps of barbarian auxiliaries, the class of curials comprehended all the citizens inhabiting towns, whether natives or settlers therein, who possessed a certain landed income and did not belong by any title to the privileged class. The common people were the mass of the inhabitants of the towns, whose almost absolute want of property excluded them from a place among the curials. And hence we talk about the importance of property. But we can see that we've had this class quarrel and separation, this spirit of division, for a long time, it's a long, relatively natural, if not man-made, divisions. Drop down a little bit further in this particular lecture. He says, such are the facts. Such are the facts. They demonstrate the phenomena which I indicated at the outset, namely the destruction of the middle class in the empire. It was destroyed materially by the ruin and the dispersion of the curials, and morally by the denial of all influence to the respectable population in the affairs of the state, and eventually in those of the city. Hence it arose that in the 5th century there was so much uncultivated land and so many towns almost deserted or inhabited only by a famished and spiritless population. The system which I have just explained contributed much more powerfully than the devastations of the barbarians to produce this result. We're repeating the past. Those that understand and know the history are using their knowledge of history to recreate past theses to produce predetermined outcomes. As we bounce off their thesis into the antithesis and arrive in the synthesis. But a curiosity arises here. The municipal system comes into play, was unable to give birth to a political system. How many times have you gone to the polls and you vote in nonpartisan elections? It's neither Democrat nor Republican in the municipal system. The partisan politics occur at higher levels. Again, the municipal system was unable to give birth to a political system which should correspond with it and become its guarantee. The centralization of power was effected without any centralization of rights. Therefore, the municipal system proved weak and incapable of defending itself. Hence, we become vocal local right where we are. As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, and in our cities, in our counties, in our states. Because the centralization of power was effected without any centralization of rights, and the municipal system proved weak and incapable of defending itself. It had been formed in spite of feudal domination. It was unable to exist in the presence of a central authority or central banking, and in the midst of administrative monarchy. The towns gradually lost, obscurely and almost unresistingly, their ancient liberties. No one is ignorant that, at the moment when the French Revolution broke out, the municipal system in France was nothing more than a vain shadow without consistency or order. Lacking energy. So let's go back into agents and agencies. About 2 minutes left here. Things are remarkably silent. Hopefully we're still on the air. Everything looks pleasant. So let's continue. Agency, this out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, an article published, written and published with no footnotes, no references any later than 1925. So it's rather old article here. Quite an antique, but old. Agency in Anglo-American law covers the bulk of relations and transactions in which one person, the agent, is dealing with another, a third party, on behalf of still another, the principal. And so saying the same thing as we found earlier, once again, agency focuses on these three energies, the principal, the agent, and the third party. So far we haven't spoken of who is the third party, the man behind the curtain, and we'll get to it. But it is concerned, therefore, with the external business relations of an economic group or unit, with the consumers, aren't we? And with the powers of the various representatives to affect the legal situation of the principal. And here the principal might be understood as a person or an organized group, we the people. In the internal setup of either the business or the production unit, agency plays its part primarily in the organization process. Every member, in being hired, fired, or promoted, is for the moment an outsider with reference to the unit and deals as an outsider with some representatives. Feel like you're an outsider when you try and approach government? Feel like an outsider? I certainly have at many instances, reading the news, etc. Often feel like an outsider. There's the break. We'll come back, start hour number two, and continue our discussion of agency. Your calls are welcome.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, March the 8th, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, working off a older show entry. My computer's away. I'm sitting here punting with one computer running on 50% of our capacity. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And we come to you on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our study of agency. For those of you that just joined us, we did have a first hour, and that hour you can find the archives at oraclebroadcasting.com. Just to go to the homepage there, look down on your left, you'll see Show Archives. Click on that, open up that page, click on Become Vocal Local, and voila, a year's worth of internet homeschool classroom, day by day by day by day, forging one link after the next link after the next link, which we can use, hopefully, to bind down our tyrannical and despotic government as we move further and further into freedom and further away from subjection and absolutism and all the rest of that nonsense. Anyway, give you just a little bit about agency. And the other day I introduced a small pamphlet that was sent to me years ago by Jean-Baptiste Cottmeyer Jr., Cottmeyer, maybe, do courts have lawmaking powers, in which he writes this, due to this, the very first power stated and established by the Constitution is in Article 1, Section 1, which states, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives, a Senate. The aristocrats, the elite, if you will, the Senate and the House of Representatives, agents, our agents. Agency is what we're talking about today. And due to this provision, only the Congress is empowered to enact the laws for the federal government that are allowable under the Constitution. The subject matter for these allowable lawmaking powers is found in Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 1 through 18. And a study of these clauses reveal that the only jurisdiction given the federal government within the states of the Union is, and then he goes and lists them out, 1, 2, 3, and so on. So these are our instructions to our agent. These are their authorities that they have. These are the things that the principal acknowledges in advance. This is the job description. To lay and collect taxes, to regulate commerce among the several states, to establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies, to coin money, regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States, to establish post offices and post roads, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries, to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrection and repel invasion, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states, respectively, the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress, and so on. As the marching orders, the realm and the scope of the contract, if you will. But it becomes greatly complex when we start to think about it from the standpoint of agency. These three entities again. PAT, principals, agents, and third parties. We'll pick it up right there right after this break and be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, March the 8th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. The good news for today is there's no news. We're dealing with agency. Agency and what it means and how it applies to us. Always, as we like to do at this time of each broadcast, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Radio, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local as all of our audience joins us now. Back to our discussion. Again, this is out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, the Hochschule für Politik, if you will. Hitler's professors. Get into that at another time. We've discussed this particular set of very important encyclopedias in the past. But coming up to speed with the things that the Rockefellers and others thought most important for the super-duper-duper men to know about all things here in their encyclopedia set, the concept of agency. But as we saw in the previous segment, let's continue, and of course, the eternal problem of government, whether of the state or of any other unit, involves agency, with internal organization in another way. To cope with unforeseen conditions, it is repeatedly necessary to give representatives power wider than those they are normally expected to use. Again, we reiterate Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, laying out the powers that Congress ostensibly was given. In fact, actually, were given. And then we need to understand that much has happened from those days till today. To cope with unforeseen conditions, it is repeatedly necessary to give representatives powers wider than those they are normally expected to use. The ever-changing interdependent world, interconnectedness, internet, and so on and so forth, and all of these various and sundries and distance and time and all of those things come into play. Thus, an agent's effective powers in dealing with outsiders often extend to transactions which he is under a duty to his principal not to enter into. Apparent authority, authority alone or real authority covering the case where power and privilege as against the principle to exert the power are coextensive. In other words, we're talking about law. We've been talking about the history of law for some days. The Uniform Commercial Code. Of course, this particular the representatives of we the people, the principle, the power in the republic. We haven't even touched third parties yet. It's obvious that some type of legal representation became needed increasingly as business units came to involve transactions conducted at a large distance. As in the case of factors, we'll get into factors in a while, or grew in size, the firm, the house, the corporation. So things became increasingly difficult in the world of legal representation when we added distance and size or scope to the discussion. Originally, you could toodle about on your horse or in your carriage and get back and forth between the centers, the colonies, and Washington, the District of Criminals, quite readily. Your state houses, not altogether too far distant, but not nearby. Yet when we went out and expanded from the provincial to the continental, and off to Alaska and Hawaii, and all of the protectorates, the territories, things became increasingly difficult. And periodically, the representatives began to enter into transactions which he is under a duty to his principal not to enter into. They crossed the line. It's obvious that some type of legal representation became needed increasingly again as business units came to be to involve transactions conducted at a distance. The original model seemed to have been the steward of a lord. The House of the Stuarts, hail from that word, stewards and Stuarts, synonymous. And the servant with a specific matter to attend to. We talk about public servants, don't we? The law was therefore long plagued with refined distinctions between general agents, the only ones with whom an outsider could deal with moderate safety, the steward model, and special agents, whose powers the courts viewed very narrowly. With a persistent shift to larger business units with a running organization of subdivided powers, the law has become more realistic on this point. And it continues. And we'll come back to this article in the future, but this again, written not later than 1925. And so we go into and return once again to this text. Delavaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, the 9th edition, published in 1971. Prentice Hall International, Chapter 35. Again, this is largely an exposition, a course teaching on the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC.
Let's see if I can reach this one today. See if I can grab that book. Where did it go? Well, I'll get it at the break. I have to grab it at the break.
It's the Uniform Commission on Laws. Let's see if I've got it here.
Somewhere. No.
I'll have to grab it during the next break. But the Uniform Commercial Code is important. It affects just about everything we do, from our wakings to our sleepings, every single day. And so this introduction to agency and employment found herein was particularly telling when I started studying it about a week ago. So let's just go into it. Scope of the subject matter. Again, this is a law textbook. Go to the university, pay your money, take your chances, pay the big bucks, get a degree in law. I hate to tell you that this entire section was overlooked in this course. It's not part of the curriculum. There's no marks in this section, no underlines, no highlights, no stars, no asterisks by any of the questions, the test questions. Apparently, this information was unassigned in a course on business law, peculiar deficiency in our public school system. But the law of agency and employment not only has application in the private law subjects of contracts and torts, but also in such public law subjects as administrative law and labor relations. Again, look at the Administrative Procedures Act. Be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. Teamspeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. This is a text that you can obtain a copy of for yourself. This is on the Uniform Law Commissioners. This is published by West Publishing Company. West Publishing Company. And by the way, in the archive for Friday, I misspoke. I said Thomas West. It's Thompson. But Thompson West. But this was copyrighted in 1991. Now, of course, our text, the Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, is 1971, so there's a 20-year jump here from one to the next. And of course, we were looking in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences in an article published around the 1920s, so we've got like 50-year jumps going on here as well, giving a background, a greater understanding. We started off, of course, with Francois Guizot in the early 1800s, just kind of moving the idea forward. But this was published in 1991 by West Publishing, and it's titled A Century of Service, A Centennial History of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. Now, unless you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time or are extraordinary in your own research, few have ever heard of this National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws or even understand who they are and what they do. But this, and you can look, you can browse it up on the internet, and you can order a copy of this book for yourself. It's not very expensive. See, I'm looking for a website, and I'm not seeing one right off the top of my, right off the top of my head here. Let's see if we've got it here. Here's a telephone number for anyone that wants to call. The National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. In Chicago, 312-915-0195, 312-915-0195. And there's a public relations consultant here, and there's staff, and here's another staff public relations contract. Yes, there's plenty here. There's plenty. I'll keep looking. Yes, www.uniformlawfoundation.org. www.uniformlawfoundation.org. And you can obtain some of the materials, the books that they've published, to give you some background on this. And here's out of the preface. On the occasion of its centennial celebration that commences with its 100th meeting in 1991, in other words, they were founded shortly after Francois Guizot writing. They were founded in 1891, and its 100-year meeting in 1991, the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws is pleased to present this chronicle of its creation and the first century's work, a great work. The conference is an organization peculiar to the federal system of government we enjoy and is unique in American law. American law, quote-unquote, actually consists of 50 separate and potentially differing bodies of state law coexisting with and overlaid by federal law. The fact that most Americans are unaware of this complex legal matrix is due in some measure to the success of the National Conference in achieving uniform state laws. For the nation's first 100 years, this system of legal diversity worked fairly well, although in one sense the Civil War grew out of the decidedly non-uniform state law concerning slavery, inter alia, I add. But after that war, as the nation came together again, moved westward, expanded its borders, began to industrialize, and acquired the means of transcontinental travel, trains, airplanes, the need for a common, predictable, nationwide legal system became crucial. There were at least two methods for unifying the legal systems of the states. State law could be preempted by the federal government through repeal of the 10th Amendment. Nobody. Or by expansive interpretation of the Commerce Clause and other express powers delegated to Congress. And didn't you hear? As the speakers were discussing Obamacare, the question is to the constitutionality of such thing that, according to Nancy Pelosi in her earpiece, it fell under the Commerce Clause. Under the Commerce Clause. The expansive interpretation of the Commerce Clause and other express powers delegated to Congress. Alternatively, the states could create a forum and a vehicle by which they could voluntarily agree, that's voluntary compliance. The states could voluntarily agree to develop and then separately adopt uniform legislation on important subjects of common concern. What we're talking about here is doing an end run on constitutions through the use of model codes and acts, uniform laws. Clever, isn't it? Clever. I think you'd probably find it interesting to read the rest of that book. I did. But going back in here to the introduction to agency and employment, again, the Uniform Commercial Code is the diadem in the crown of this National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. And so we need to study this carefully. Does end runs around constitutions. The law of agency and employment not only has application in the private law subjects of contracts and torts, but also in such public law as administrative law and labor relations. Your public servants, our employees, you said, they are agents, that's for sure. The issues in the private sector of the law generally involve questions of liability on contracts entered into by an agent. Who's liable for the actions of your representatives, your agents? Who is to be held to account? Well, we talk about responsibility, but the discussion of accountability just seems to be off the table. The principles of agency law are essential for the conduct of business transactions. A corporation, FedEd, FEMA, a corporation as a legal entity can function only through agents. Of course, you know that the Republican Party of Missouri is a corporation. The Democratic Party of Missouri is a corporation. Your county is a corporation. Your state is a corporation. The Federal Union is a corporation. And if there's truth to what our authors has said here, and I'm confident that they're right on the money, a corporation as a legal entity can function only through agents. And so if we are deficient in our understanding of agency and employment, we're deficient in our understanding of the representative system of government that rules over us. The law of employment is also an essential part of our society in which law is used as a scheme of social control. It can't be any more straightforward and honest than this. A scheme of social control. But in the beginning of this text, we learned that law can just simply be synonymous with an ordered society, and that the goal of all societies, we found out a little bit about society when we looked at Francois Guizot in the first hour, but the goal of all societies is to have a well-ordered, is to be well-ordered, order out of chaos. And so then law falls in place. It's desirable. Find out a little bit more about that, touch on civil rights and more on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so to maintain something as poorly thought, as the concept that we don't need government, government has never worked, therefore, ergo, governments need to be abolished, is rather shy. It's like running around with about one brick on a pallet instead of the whole load. If there's anything that we can say about the failings of government as instituted by man, it's the imperfectibility or the fallibility of man. Not that he's not always trying to develop systems of government to make his life more orderly and enjoyable. But there can be really nothing more important for us to understand. Well, there's other things that are important. I don't know if they're any more important to understand about government than this concept of agency and representation. Exceedingly complex. Brings into play so many different parts and pieces of understanding that it defies the ability to just put it out in a 2-hour broadcast and say, there you go, it's in the box. Like we'd be able to go down to Walmart and buy government in a blister pack or a threefer or some other way of getting it. It's something that we develop ourselves and then we constantly have to tinker with it as time changes, tempus fugit. A study of, I don't want to go there, the law of employment is also an essential part of our society, in which the law is used as a scheme, again, of social control. The standard of living of workers, you know, they've got to drag that one all out all the time, the standard of living with a special standard of living, but the standard of living of workers, working conditions, and other aspects of the employer-employee relationship are regulated and improved when society uses its legal system as an instrument of change. Again, this is 1971. Teaching the young jurisprudes on their way to their juris doctorate. It's an instrument of change, a scheme of social control. Honest, aren't they? A study of the law of agency and employment requires some mention of the role of governments at all levels. For example, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is directly concerned with the selection and discharge of employees. And do take the time to browse it up, plug it into your browser, 42 U.S.C. 1981, and find out about equal rights, rights, pains, penalties, exactions, and taxes of every kind and none other, right? The rights of employees must be analyzed in the light of this statute. While it is not the intention to cover all of the legal aspects of employment that are affected by public statutes, many of them will be mentioned in order that the legal environment of employment, there's that legal environment of employment, may be more fully understood. The law of agency and employment is in part statutory, in other words, statutes, but is based primarily on case law, stare decisis. Statutes provide the legal principles in such areas as labor management relations, minimum wages, and civil rights. Case law provides most of the basic principles of agency law in the field of torts and contracts. The American Law Institute has prepared a restatement of agency, and references to that source will be found in many of the cases appearing in this book. Again, we're talking about a textbook here. And the value of working from a textbook such as this one, again, Dillavoux, D-I-L-L-A-V-O-U, and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition, Prentice Hall, 1971. I did go up on Amazon, and they're available. You can get a copy of this book for your library. I can tell you it's not a quick read. I've been on it for a couple of months. I'm still not done. But there's a lot to learn in here, filling in a lot of the blanks in my understanding. But agency issues are usually discussed within a framework, again, of three parties. So from the simple dictionary through the encyclopedias, and now in a college-level textbook, we have these three parties discussed. The principal, or P, the agent, or A, and the third party, T, with whom A contracts, or against whom A commits a tort while in P's service. A's and P's. A's are the agents, P's are the principal, and T's are the third party. These letters, P, A, and T, Pat, will often be used to describe these parties in the sections and chapters that follow, so you need to keep it firmly in mind, this P, A, T, parties, agents, and third parties. And as you read the news and as you go about your daily affairs, perhaps during this week, you might think about it. Who is the principal, who is the agent, and who is the third party in all of the various and sundry relationships you encounter? There are a variety of situations in which these three parties may be involved in litigation. The following examples illustrate the problems involved and indicate the chapter in which each will be discussed. Now, all we're doing here, and all the author has done, is he's just run the permutation of three. The T versus P, the T versus A, the P versus T, the A versus T, the P versus A, the A versus P, etc. It's all the different combinations that you can put three. Most of the litigation usually involves suits against the principal and the agent for torts. Most of these suits are defended by the insurance carrier of the principal. The insurance usually covers the agents as well. That is so important to understand. Most of these suits are defended by the insurance carrier of the principal. See why we have to consider AIG too big to fail? And all of these various big insurance companies, why? Because they're the one that defend all of their principals in suits of law. And if you take away the protective umbrella of the insurance agencies, the captains of finance and industry would have to pay for all of these suits and defend themselves in courts of law and all choices of action. They wouldn't have that umbrella. You couldn't just buy the indemnification. You couldn't pay a monthly fee and be indemnified against all of your torts and heinous activities. But it applies as well to the, perhaps, to the all of the agencies. Your school districts, everybody. Your doctor, everybody carries insurance. Again, the insurance usually covers the agents as well. Now, there's insurance to defend against lawsuits probably no for even the Congress horse and the senators and all the rest of the horse. Terminology 5.2. The restatement of agency defines agency as follows. Here's another definition. And that's really what law is all about. The study of law is all about coming to understand the language of law and the words and how they're used and why they're important. Agency is the fiduciary relation results which results from the manifestation of consent by one person to another. Consent. Voluntary compliance. Absolutely instrumental. Fundamental basic principle. Agency is the fiduciary relation which results from the manifestation of consent by one person to another that the other shall act on his behalf and subject to his control and consent by the others to so act. And you put your hand on the Bible and you recite your oath. That's the consent by the other, by your agent to so act. Agency, the fiduciary relation which results from the manifestation of consent by one person to another that the other shall act on his behalf, representatives, and subject to his control. Where are our controls? We've dropped the reins on government. Our agents have become free agents. They're no longer subject to our control. When was the last time you spoke to your congressman or your governor, even your city councilman, even your alderman or your county committee man or county committee woman for either the Republican or the Democratic Party for your precinct? Subject to our control? No wonder they've run wild. In a comment to the foregoing statement, it is said, the relation of agency is created as the result of conduct by two parties manifesting that one of them is willing for the other to act for him, subject to his control, and that the other consents so to act. The principal must in some manner indicate that the agent is to act for him. And how do you do that? With your vote.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, still discussing the same topic. It's very easy for us to go into one topic for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 8 or 20. If it's worthy of our discussion at all, it's worthy of understanding, certainly. And so I approach things just a little bit different than others, but let's go back into and close out for today on agency. We'll just pick this up again tomorrow. Even though we're continuing our study of the history of law here, we certainly are a long ways from getting a comprehensive understanding of agency and representation, which is absolutely fundamental to understanding our system of government. But again, the principle must in some manner indicate that the agent is to act for him. And the agent must act or agree to act on the principal's behalf and subject to his control. But it's even bigger than that. Because you can change hats at any time. At one moment you might be the agent, at the next moment, and in the next instance you might be the principal, and in another situation, immediately thereafter, you could be the third party. We haven't even discussed third parties yet. We're still talking about principals and agents. But what is this? How does this consent come along? The other consents so to act. Well, yeah. When you sign up to be a member of the Republican Party, ostensibly, and you send in your $25 a year and they send you a membership card, you're not actually a member of the party. There's a little bit of voodoo heathen obfuscation going on at that point. If you resort to the bylaws of the Missouri Republican Party, for instance, you'll find that the only members are the county committee men and the county committee women, not the hapless voter. But how do we go about consenting so to act? Well, we consent every time we put our hands out for unearned grants in aid. The shackles of control come on. You consent every time you receive a benefit or what you could consider a quote-unquote an entitlement. You're consenting that the agent has the authority to operate or conduct business for you, the principal, and his third parties. And a third party, I'm not talking about the Greens and the Libertarians and the Constitutionists, I'm talking about third parties. The agent could at once be an agent for the political party of his affiliation, and your agent as the principal. If the political party could be understood as the principal in this relationship, in other words, they're the ones that actually contracted, they're the ones that actually endorsed, recruited, trained, endorsed, and then ran and won their candidate as their agent for the party. That's why they always put the R and the D behind their names, right? Then that candidate is actually an agent for the party. And you, the people, in that case, might be considered the third party, the T. When he's wearing the public hat and he's standing there kissing babies, then you're the principal, he's the agent, and the party is the third party, the T. When the politician is sitting over in Israel and he's discussing some deal with an armament company, then the party remains the principal. He, the agent, and the third party is some arms munitions thing in Israel that is going to finance the parties, campaign platforms and stuff. So these hats just keep changing constantly. You have to go around with a bag of hats, at least three of them. One that says P, one that says A, and one that says T, and change them repeatedly throughout the course of a day. Continuing, traditionally, the term agency has been used to describe the legal relationship that arises when one party, the principal, authorizes another party, the agent, to create, to modify, or to terminate contractual relations between the principal and third parties. What's your relationship with your state emergency management agency? Did you have an opportunity to vote for the creation and the maintenance and the financing of that agency, or was it done through an agent on your behalf, ostensibly? And you pick up 911, and you call in 911, and you use their services, and you give it consent. Government is a little bit more involved than it might at first appear. This traditional and technical definition excludes the relationship of master and servant. Oh, yeah, they're public servants, right? And you're the master? Better guess again. Because a servant does not have power to create or to modify contractual relations for his master. You see, they're not your public servants because they actually possess the power to create or modify contractual relations for you. And they do on a regular basis. The terms master and servant are used in the field of torts when the issue is generally not one of authority, but rather whether the person that committed the tort was acting within the scope of his employment. And tort, that's another discussion for another day. But was your elected official acting within the scope of their authority when they did such and such a thing? They may have committed a tort. These terms are frequently considered to be synonymous with employer and employee. Oh, yeah. And you march into City Hall and you go around, you all work for me. I pay your salaries. Do you, Bubba? Sure. These terms are frequently considered to be synonymous with employer and employee. In recent years, the tendency for some courts has been not to observe these classical and technical distinctions between the master or servant principal-agent relationships, period. Not to observe. Many tort cases describe the parties as principal and agent, and some contract cases, especially when the authority to contract is greatly limited, will describe the employee as a servant. As the cases are studied, the trend away from the strict terminology is apparent. However, as will be noted later, the historical distinctions cannot be ignored. History repeats itself. From time out of mind, certain things just keep coming back over and over and over again to embarrass the judiciary. Agents are frequently classified by the functions they perform and by the rights and powers they possess. Two common terms are broker and factor. A broker is an agent with special and limited authority to procure a customer. Procure, John's horse. To procure a customer in order that the owner can effect a sale or exchange a property. And the Congress whores are out meeting with all of the lobbyists, procuring customers in order that the owner, the Federal Reserve, can effect a sale or an exchange of property. For example, a real estate broker has authority to find a buyer for another person's real estate. The real estate remains under the control of the owner. A factor, however, is a person who has possession and control of another's property. Remember, once again, our discussion with Ronald P. McDonald and Robert Rowan, they own it all, including you. This hidden lien of hypothecation, this fraudulent conversion and concealment, we call the Federal Reserve Note. The factor is a person who has possession and control of another's property. You don't own your property in fee simple absolute, or no one could tax it or take it away from you. You don't own your automobile outright either. You have a certificate of title. It certifies that a title exists, but it's not in your possession. The factor is a person who has possession and control of another's property. What manner of control does your town council have when they impose their zoning rules and regulations against you and use the International Property Maintenance Code to finally evict you from your property after they fine you out of existence on everything from a clogged gutter or a broken piece of window glass and a weed in your yard and grass in the corner that's over 3 inches high and so on? A factor is a person who has possession and control of another's property, usually personal property such as goods, and is authorized to sell such property. You're pulled over alongside the road through the civil asset forfeiture and seizure laws, and you have $10,007.96 in an envelope in the glove box. And the $10,000 goes away because you're carrying more money and currency on you than you're allowed to do. Who has possession of your property? Thanks for listening. I'll be back again until tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.